This is the MagicWordPodcast.com.
Hello, this is Scott Wells for the MagicWordPodcast.com. This is a very special edition from the standpoint that I am not numbering this edition as we do many of our other, well, all of our other podcasts, but that's because this was actually a podcast that was recorded by and sent to me by my good friend Martin Cox from the UK. I was unable to attend the Blackpool Convention this year, which was the 66th edition of the convention, and this is one of the largest, it is the largest magic convention in the world, much larger than FISM, probably by double. I think FISM has something less than 2,000, and this has something that gets close to 4,000, it seems like, every year. Well, nevertheless, there are a lot of people that attend this, and so for one guy to try to get around to speak with as many people as he did was quite a job, and I have to thank Martin very much for providing us with this service and for him sending along this update. So in this podcast, you're going to get to hear him talk with some of the people in the dealers hall who are the dealers and some of the people who are the registrants and just standing around and buying things and watching this going on. And it is just, I wouldn't say a madhouse, but it is really organized chaos. Maybe that's a good way of putting it. It is huge. I had attended with Banachek many years ago when we had a booth over there and he was lecturing and performing as well. And that was a memorable occasion. I remember Oscar Munoz had won an award for the Children's Magician of the Year at that time. And so anyhow, I think that you guys are going to really enjoy this podcast, because not only, again, does he talk with those people, he has a chance to talk with one of the organizers, as well as kind of chatting over coffee with some people, and then over at the Ruskin after the last evening, and hearing what some of the people had to say about attending, some for the first time, some for many times, many years they've attended. And so, again, this is a great little podcast and a great service that Martin had provided. I want to, again, thank him. I enjoyed working with Martin over the years. He and I worked at the Magic Castle. Did a week together. I was doing close-up and he was on the stage, and I had booked him for a lecture tour some time ago. And if you go back in the archives, you can also hear the special podcast that I did where he and I sat down for an hour or so and we chatted about a variety of things, including his smash and stab, which went wrong with the volunteer, which might be worth you going back and listening to. It was quite interesting, particularly from his perspective. And nevertheless, I am going to turn this over now to my good mate from over the pond. Please welcome Martin Cox here on The Magic Word.
So this is Martin Cox for The Magic Word podcast. Just letting you know, we're on our way to Blackpool, driving in a car. It's going to take about 3 hours. Hopefully we'll talk to you later when we get there. In the car we have little Andy, hey, and my son Robert Jay. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
And hopefully talk to you soon. It's early in the morning. So it's day one. I'm in the dealer's hall at Blackpool. It's very busy. I'm going to have a little wander around, see if there's anybody to talk to and stuff. So I'm here with
Michael J. Fitch.
Michael J. Fitch, and we're in the dealer's hall.
Yeah.
And he's going to be doing a thing tomorrow with
Wayne Dobson and friends. Yeah, hosting that with Wayne.
Okay,
absolutely.
That'd be brilliant, mate.
And amazing. Very
how long
lucky.
Is that taking you to prepare?
Oh, a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Just a couple of days.
Yeah. No, Wayne is a comedy genius, and Mike Sullivan gives us some great material that we never use, so it's always a good show.
Yeah.
As long as you don't use any of Mike Sullivan's ideas, it'll be a good show.
Yeah, we should be all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good thing.
And it'll be fun. It's always full, and everyone just loves Wayne, and I'm very lucky to be sitting next to him and setting up the gags, and Wayne knocking them down as he does. You know. So, looking forward to it.
This is for the Magic Word podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Scott Magic Wells.
Yes.
But he couldn't make it this year, so he's asked me to go around and
Oh, I see. So you're taking over?
Well, good. Not really taking over, just
running for him today.
Just running for him today, having a look around, see what he's about.
Nice.
And you're the first person we talked to.
Oh,
properly.
Wow. And then, obviously, you probably won't use this because you'll find some like real celebrity magicians. And
No, we want the ordinary man in the street.
Oh, OK, that's all right then. That's
so you
all
fit right, that then. Very well.
I say that as there's someone skipping behind you. Oh, it's Kieran, that's OK.
That's Kieran, it's Kieran.
Yeah, so it's amazing. There's a good buzz around Blackpool this year. I think everyone's just well up for it. It's like Christmas, isn't it?
You know,
it comes around and, you know, people are actually walking up to me saying, Happy Blackpool. It's like Christmas. We'll be doing cards soon and gifts.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, we already do cards, don't we?
Well, that's a very good point, actually. Yeah, that's good. Have you bought me a present, then?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah,
I left
it in my room.
Okay, right. I've heard that chat line before. I'm not falling for that.
I'll bring that. I'm going to take a quick picture of you so we can put a face to the name. Is that all right?
Absolutely, yes.
Brilliant.
So, hi, everybody. And if you're not a Blackpool, then make sure you book up early for next year because it's an amazing convention.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks, Michael. So I've stopped at Magic Box. I'm going to say hello to him for you. I'm doing Scott Wells in America does the Magic Word podcast.
Okay.
And he's asked me to go around and have a chat with people and stuff and ask them some questions. Would you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, like I said, we're at the Magic Box. And how long have you been coming to Blackpool?
Well, we've been coming about 20 years now.
And you are, sorry, mate.
My name's Chris Rubins.
It's Chris Rubins. And he's got some guys on his stand, and it's looking like it's going to get busy soon. So
it's been a busy morning so far.
Looks like they've got a new product out there.
We've got quite a few things. All this table that we're on now, we've got ProPick, Heads Off, I Revolve, Paper Cut. So we've got quite a few new brands this year.
What's this thing with the plectrums?
Basically, it's like a mentalism type routine. Basically, what you do, you get the spectator to mix them all up. And at the end you have a prediction and it matches the prediction at the end.
Right.
It's quite self-working, easy to do, and you can repeat it as well.
So what sort of money is that?
That's $39.99.
Oh, right, okay. All right.
Because it comes in a little tin with downloadable instructions, but it's self-working, very easy.
Okay, mate. Well, thanks very much.
You're
and have a good convention.
You too. Take care.
Cheers, mate.
How you doing, man? You all right?
I'm good. I'm at... Where am I?
Kmart Magic.
I'm at Kmart Magic stand with...
Liam, hello.
Hello, with Liam, and he's got some nice stuff on his stand. It looks like he's got the free shell game with skulls, so it's a free skull game.
Who wouldn't want skulls?
Who wouldn't want skulls? That's right. So let me ask you a couple of questions. This is for Scott Wells,
right.
The Magic Word podcast.
Right.
He's asked me, he's reviewed a couple of your DVDs, funny enough.
Good Lord. And did he like them?
I think he did.
Oh, well, I'll talk to you then.
Talk to me. I think he loved them.
Oh, awesome.
I'm pretty sure. So how long have you been coming to Blackpool, Liam?
Oh, too long. Probably about 20 years now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a long
time.
So when you was like six?
No, I just have a boyish good looks.
Oh, is that
when I was about 15. I'm 35 now, so that's about right.
Oh, look, they're all jumping on his stand now. I'm going to have to leave him to sell stuff. So this is Martin for the Magic Word podcast, and we'll talk to you later.
What's
that? So like I said, it's the first day. It's early morning. The dealer's room is filling up. It's getting a bit busy and stuff. And I'm sort of wandering around. If I can get to talk to some people, I will. Hopefully this will work. So I'm still wandering around. I've got up to Practical Magic. It's taken me about 2 hours, but we're getting there slowly. I'll see if they're very busy. I think you're needed there. I'm going to go around here and talk to Jan, who was the previous owner of Practical Magic, if I can get to her. That's all right, you're stealing stuff.
No.
Yeah. I've just come for a cuddle.
Have I? Oh, it's a queue.
Yeah.
It's a queue for a cuddle. Let me talk to you for the cuddle then. Now, I'm doing for Scott Wells, Magic Word Podcast,
right,
in America. He's asked me, because he can't make it this year, to talk to a couple of people. So it'd be nice to talk to somebody who's on the other side of the fence, not a dealer.
Right.
So if you just tell us what your name is, sir.
Right, my name's Martin, Magic Martin.
It's Magic Martin? That's so a coincidence, it's my name.
Worthing, yes.
Martin. So that's really weird.
Yeah.
How weird is that? Both called
Very
Martin.
Weird.
I'm both waiting for a cuddle. We're waiting for a cuddle now, Scott. I'm sorry about that. So how long have you been coming to Blackpool, Magic Martin?
Oh, long time. I don't know. I know since the wife, we've been coming for 10 years, and I've been coming before that. Hello, my darling.
Sorry, a cuddle's got in the way now.
Yes.
But that happens. Stams. It's my turn now. Well, I'm waiting for my turn. It's my turn. There she is.
I'm all right. Thank you very much.
Just say hello to Scott for me.
Hello, Scott.
And tell him who you are.
My name's Cheryl LePedvin.
There you go. And, sorry about that. I've known this lovely young lady for years. Years. Since I was a little boy.
And I'm only 21.
I know, that's right. She is as well. She's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Anyway, so, sorry, what was the same? So you've been here for a few years. And
yeah,
stuff. How are you finding it so far? I know it's early.
Yes, it's nice. It seems different this year. It seems more organised, more relaxed. It seems really good. Looking forward to it.
And there's some good lecturers coming up and stuff. So
yeah, I'm just shooting off to one now.
Oh, are you going to see? I think it's Paul Gordon's on at the moment.
No, I've missed him.
And then is Kieran Johnson?
That's the one.
He's on. Is he on now or later?
He should be on about now.
Oh, okay.
From half past 10.
Oh, all right then. Well, I'll let you get on mine.
Cheers.
Nice talking to you.
Cheers then, Scott. Take care, mate. Nice to meet you.
Cheers then. So, hello. I've come to the Patrick Page stand. And they can introduce themselves. So if you'd like to say hello, Scott Wells in America.
Hello, Scott Wells. This is Jeanette Page. Greetings from Blackpool.
Hi, and this is Philip Pound. Again, greetings from sunny Blackpool.
No, it's cold, mate. It's cold. It's always cold in Blackpool. You're lucky to be in America because it's cold here. So we're doing he does the Magic Word podcast, as
yes.
You know. And he couldn't make it this year, so he's asked me to go around and say hello to people, and maybe they might put it out as a podcast because he likes to get a feel of conventions and stuff. So I thought I'd come talk to you for a minute. Is that all right?
Perfect.
Brilliant.
Perfect.
Can I ask you a couple of questions? How long have you been coming to Blackpool then, Janet?
We've been coming to Blackpool since the year after my dad passed away, which was in 2010.
Yes.
We first came in 2011. And we're having a whale of a time. I get to meet lots of people who knew my dad. They tell me cheeky stories about him, which is good fun. And we keep his name alive by talking about things that he invented, the books, the DVDs. Just have a wonderful time.
And it's early on in the convention, so you think you get a feel it's going to be a good one? Or?
We've sold quite a bit already, so I'm pretty happy.
That's a good one already.
Usually people run around and come back on Sunday and buy stuff, but yeah. People seem to have money in their pockets.
Well,
so
they think that's when they're going to get the deals, don't they?
Maybe.
We all look and then come back Sunday to get all the deals.
That's
in.
Right. But we've been doing really well, so I'm very happy. But mostly I like to talk to people about my dad and keep his name alive. And people tell me stories about what he taught them.
And I told you a story some time ago.
Tell me again.
At the where was we? Was it the Magic Circle Dealers Day?
Okay.
About us working together at Madame Tussauds.
Oh yes.
And he stood in the corner, very still. And it's for a big American company. And they come up and they're discussing who they think this person is. And then Pat all of a sudden went, just jumped. Who do you want to see a trick? And they jumped out of the skins. It was hilarious. And we had some good times. And, I showed him a coin move, and he just went, that's crap. So, that's Pat. So, yeah, no, it was really good. It was good fun. It was a great guy. And like I said, I went to Fectors. It was my first time at Fectors when he was being honoured.
Yes.
So, yes. So that's really great.
It was a special time.
It was a great, it was a great convention that time.
Yeah, he was quite chuffed. He never sort of blew his own trumpet at all.
No.
He was saying to me, oh, I'm going to be the guest of honour. That's fabulous.
Yeah, it's a great one. Anyway, so this is Martin Cox for the Magic Word podcast, and hopefully I'll speak to you later. So we're still at Pat Page stand, and a really young, famous, handsome magician.
Talking about yourself,
Sorry. He's in the Magic Circle Close Hat competition, and we all think he should have won.
Oh,
and that is honest, because he was great, he was hilarious. Pat would have loved his act, I'll tell you. So introduce yourself. This is for Scott Wells in America.
Hi, Scott Wells. I'm Danny Lee Grew.
And what do I do?
Oh, well, you tell me, how long have you been coming to Blackpool, Danny?
This is only my second time in Blackpool.
Really?
Only my second. Last time I come, I actually bought a Pat Page book. I'll tell you what, I bought this
one. He bought a book?
I bought this one. It's very good. Very enjoyed it.
And what was the book called?
The Patrick Page Book on Visual Comedy.
Oh, right. It's good.
Oh, mate. That's just here. So, yeah.
He's just seen my son, Robert.
Sorry.
And that's all right. Yeah, and so, do you think it's going to be a good one this year, or are you getting a good feel? I know it's your second one,
well,
but...
the convention?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Richard Goodell.
Oh, right, okay.
That's why I'm here, isn't it? How many times have I seen Richard Goodell, eh? I haven't stopped.
It's recording, mate. You have to talk into
I
it. Turn away and talk.
Sorry.
Because we can't hear what you're saying.
Sorry.
We're young people, aren't they?
I can't wait to see Richard Goodell through his illusion act.
He's only about 12, so, you know.
He's a...
Right, okay. So that's why he's here, anyway. He's come to see one person. That's it.
And Sooty.
And come to and Sooty, obviously. I don't know if you know Sooty in America. Do they know Sooty?
Don't know.
Anyway, so this is Martin Cox for the Magic Word Podcast. Hopefully, I'll talk to you later.
Hey.
The street. So I'm talking to the man in the street, or I should say, in the dealers. So I'm with Martin Scarborough, who's a pretty famous young...
just pretty.
All right, just pretty.
That'll do.
Magician in England, a big children's entertainer, probably one of the best in the country. And we're with the lovely Don.
Simpson.
Hi, Don. Don Simpson, who is just a legend in his own bathroom.
Yeah.
And we're actually in the dealer's hall. So say hi to Scott, guys.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Good day. And this is for the Magic Word Podcast. So, Don, how long have you been coming to Blackpool?
I did 25 years in a row. I haven't been for 12 years. This is my first time back again.
Oh, right, okay. And are you getting a good feel for it at the moment? Or?
Yeah.
I know it's early on.
It's a bit better than it used to be, because it used to be so crowded.
Yeah.
You couldn't get round with all these dealers. But now they've laid it out better.
They've laid it out better, yeah. And Martin, how long have you been coming?
For 5 minutes. Oh, sorry, no, not this convention. For about the last sort of 10 years.
Oh, right, okay.
About 10 years, off and on.
You found a big difference in it so far, or...?
Pros and cons.
Yeah?
More cons than pros, I suppose.
Oh, OK.
It's all good. It's all good stuff.
It's all good stuff.
Yeah. The layout this year is a lot different. I think the dealer's hall is a lot more manageable walking around than intricate, smaller aisles. We've got longer aisles this year, hence for the scaffolding, so that's a lot better, I think. The lectures seem to be a lot more of them, and a very good standard of lectures. Looking forward to everything over the next few days.
Brilliant. All right, mate. Good. Well, hopefully I might be out to catch up with you guys later. I'm going to get a quick picture of you so he puts faces with the names. Is that all right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Always thank you.
So this is Martin Cox signing off for the Magic Word Podcast.
I'm sorry,
Podcast, and unbelievably, I'm sitting with the famous, unbelievable Pat Fallon, that's come to join me. We're sitting down. He's got a lovely cup of tea, I think. It's his birthday soon, so we've got to be nice to him. And it's a lovely Pat. So, hello, Pat.
Martin, how are you?
I'm very good, mate. It's good to see you.
We're shaking hands on the radio.
Yeah, we're shaking hands on a podcast, which is very unusual to do.
Yes.
I love Pat. I've known Pat since I was...
a child, basically.
No, I wasn't that young. But, yeah, because you came to stay with me, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
All them times ago, and you thought I was an old codger, and I thought you was going to be in a sports jacket and with one of them badges on, and you turned up, and it was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was a real good shocker, it was. We just stood neither on my doorstep, looking at each other for about 2 minutes.
We did not know what to expect.
Ah, mate, you're all right.
Yeah, good.
So we've been joined again by...
Mr. Silly's
come to see us here at the Magic Word, and I'm talking to Pat. Well, obviously, we're at Blackpool, so how many years have you been coming to Blackpool, Pat?
I've been coming since 1996, and I missed a couple, but only a couple.
Right, and it normally falls on your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday is the 22nd of February, please.
That's the 22nd of February.
You have time to send a card.
Time to send a card to Pat.
Just Pat Fallon Ireland, that'll get me.
You know, it'll get there, because he's so well known. He's unbelievably famous. All over Ireland and in England. We love him here. His lecture is phenomenal lecture.
Well, thank you.
You've got a new one?
Yes, I have a new lecture, which is very interesting because it's called Up the Garden Path.
Ah.
And basically it's designed for people to get more out of the management they're doing by adding in little extras where it kind of sends, it's like a bit like a sucker trick.
Right.
But it's not done in that sucker basis. It's just the little nuances you put in and people go, ha ha, I know how that's done, and then they don't.
Oh.
And you can add this to most blue teams that you're doing, just little bits and pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
That brings them on. So it's called Up the Garden Path because that's where you lead your audience.
And will you do that all over the world?
Yeah.
Because
it'll work anywhere.
So there you go.
Yeah. And the great
coming
thing
to America soon.
Yeah, the great thing about it is that it will transcend all sort of continents because magic is magic.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's just looking for those little things you can add to the routine to make a difference.
That's brilliant. It's brilliant. And are you working hard in?
I'm working hard still. I'm doing my Dove Act still. I have a beautiful assistant now for the last 2 years. New assistant for the last 2 years. Comes from a circus background.
Oh, okay.
And funny enough, she's an ex-jockey like myself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You should do the old horses.
Yes, man of many talents.
Yeah,
yes.
And master of none.
Exactly.
No, master of them all.
I tell you,
it was one of my favourite lectures. When I booked him all them years ago, it was one of my favourite lectures. And we still talk about it, because we talk about what we did to you.
You better tell the audience what you did to me.
So we used to have this thing. If we knew what the lecturer was about, we'd do some sort of joke on the lecturer. So Pat's was on children's magic, and so we decided not telling Pat, and we let Pat come on, and Pat says, we're all sitting there crossed arms, stony faced, looking at him, and he starts, and we're all just not responding at all, just staring at him, and you could see the fear in his eyes, and then we stop him, and I said, Excuse me, is this a children's lecture? And the panic in his face is brilliant. And he just sheepishly said yes. And then we pulled some paper hats out, put them on our heads, and started blowing whistles. And go, it's children's magic! And he just relaxed, and it was a great night. And it was, it was well. We would have paid double if we'd have known what it was like.
Oh, I'd have known, I would have charged it double.
He was so good. He was so good. It was a great lecture. And he's a lovely guy.
And we've been friends ever since.
Mm.
Which is great.
Like I said, he came and stayed in my house, which we'd only just moved in.
Mm.
And we had only been there a little while.
Yeah.
So, and you come and stayed there. And you had that enormous rabbit.
Yes.
It was mental. It was like a horse.
Yeah, because we'd just come from appearing at this convention in Blackpool.
Yes.
And so the lecture tour was after that. It followed on after that because whenever we come over here, we always try to do as much as possible. Because otherwise it's not economical.
No, no.
Because societies don't have the big budgets to be paying for lectures.
Did you perform here? Was you performed here before?
I've done five gala shows here in the last 20-odd years.
Wow.
But the first one was after the British Magical Championships, which I won the general section. Then 2 years later, we did the gala show. Then we did the Millennium show they had here, which was another gala show. Then I did another gala show, and then when Billy McComb wasn't well, they asked would we fill in for him, which I have to say was a slight mistake because it unbalanced the show, because Billy was a comedy act and we went in doing a Dove act, and there was another Mr. Jupiter was on, who does a similar type of act without doves.
Right.
And the illusion act that followed us did an illusion which we did a better version of. So Mr. Jupiter kind of nullified some of my stuff, and then I nullified the illusion act stuff.
Right, right.
So it didn't quite work in that respect. And then I did the gala show, the Friday gala show, 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. So
you were sleeping through that.
No, I wasn't here. I only come back last year. Because I used to come every year, and then when I got invited to Fectors, I stopped coming because I thought it was unfair on the wife that I was away straight after this, and then I was away in April in America. So she said to me, you know, pick one.
Yeah.
So I picked Fectors, and I went to Fectors for a few years and give this a miss. And then circumstances changed, and I can't always get to Fectors because of
commitments at home, so I decided to come back here, and this is my second year back. I was here last year and this year, so I missed that year. I'm really sad.
Yeah, and it's because what's funny is that when Tanya and I won the British Magical Championships General, we were the first ever non-British act to win anything.
Oh, wow.
And 2 years ago, I did the Zigzag lecture here, which was the first time anybody did a lecture that wasn't trick-based. Well, obviously the Zigzag is a trick, but it was a historical lecture. And also George Gavari followed it with the shooting an arrow through a woman. So things were changing. We're going back to all trick lectures again, basically.
Yeah.
But now they're doing some shows which are different, one-man shows, which is great to see performers do a one-man show.
Yeah. I want myself. I'm doing one.
Yeah.
I got my own one. Fistful of Magic.
Yes, and Tom Bins. Fistful of Magic. Who most people may not be aware of Tom Bins. I can't wait to see the guy live.
Yeah.
If you Google him, you know, he does this sort of comedy mentalism routine, which is a real send-up on mentalists, but it's so funny. And also the hospital DJ.
Yes.
And if you've ever encountered hospital DJs, they think the world revolves around them, you know. They're real anoraks. And I just love them. But this is the first time I get to see him live. And that's unusual at a magic convention to have this sort of
And are you one of the late birds? Do you go to the Ruskin and stay up till stupid o'clock?
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. Hopefully we'll be getting there later on, talking to a few people, if we can get in there and if the noise helps, because it is so noisy in there, isn't it? You know, it's unbelievable.
That's part of the charm.
Yeah. I think I wasn't very well last year, and I went in there for about 2 minutes. Oh, Mike, you all right? It's Mike Sullivan just walking past. He doesn't realise. He didn't even speak there. He's like that, though.
He's invisible sometimes.
He's invisible sometimes to us, isn't he? Anyway, so I've been talking to Pat, the lovely Pat Fallon, and hopefully this makes the podcast, because it'll be worth it. And we'll speak to you. This is Martin signing off for the Magic Word Podcast. Okay, so it's day two, and this is Martin Cox at the Blackpool Convention for the Magic Word Podcast, and I've come into the sort of an area, let's put it this way, and I've actually sat down with a table of a lot of Scottish guys, so you might need a translator to understand what to say. I'm going to get them to say their names, and then I'm going to get them to tell you a little bit about what they feel about the convention, if that's all right. So we'll start here. Just say your name, who you are, and don't you just sit there silent, because you're going to make me look like a right. Come on, mate, you're my friend. Oh, I can't believe they've done that to me. You're not deaf, you lying bugger. Yeah, I've sat with the deaf people. I thought that'd be a really good idea, Scott, to sit with all the deaf people and ask them So, what's your name, sir? It's Phil. It's Phil. And how long have you been coming to the convention? Oh, just 2 years. Is that right? How long, really? Come and speak, please. Speak to
me. This was his idea, by the way. Hi, Scott. It's Jeff from Aberdeen. I've been in your house many, many times. You've got a gorgeous wife called Kathy, and you always give me the best cigars. I've been coming here for nearly 30 years.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
That was his word. He was supposed to say that word. 30 years.
Man and man.
Never a boy.
Well,
how are you finding it this year?
Yeah, it's good. Haven't seen brilliant magic yet, to be honest. But it's been pretty good. It's been good. Hey, we've just been joined by a really hot chick.
So this is for Scott Wells, Magic Word Podcast, and I'm doing reporting for him about the convention. So you're just going to say your name, and then you're going to just tell us what you're thinking of the convention so far and stuff like that.
Hi, it's Mary Nardini, one half of the Great Nardini.
This is the great bit.
It's the great bit. No, convention's really cool. It's great to catch up with friends and just see loads of magic workshops and all that stuff. It's all good stuff.
And you're the lovely
glamorous assistant, Mary Nardini, the one and only.
There you go.
So
director of people.
See, I think she's in charge. I've got a feeling.
Yep.
We're going to go round now to a lovely other half, who's really the magic assistant.
He's got that right. I'm the Nardini in the Great Nardini, also known as Paul Nardini. Been coming here the same as Jeff for about 30 years. Always enjoy it, mainly to see friends. More than the shows are great, the lectures are always fine if you go to them, if that's your thing. But really, you come to meet your friends, like Martin's just turned up with his voice recorder, and we've now got to speak with that polite Scottish accent so that everybody can understand us.
Well, I need a translator when I go to America. I need a translator.
Yeah, I heard it the first time.
Yeah.
He fell for
by
it.
By the way, he's a comedy magician.
Yeah, I've just proven it, haven't I? Yeah.
Sort of. Oh, we're going to keep going round, and we have the young...
My name's James, and I've been coming to Blackpool for 2 years, and it's just a really good way to, I guess, to interact with other people and meet some of the world's greatest magicians.
At this table?
Exactly, I'm sitting right next to them.
Table, and I walked up, he's maybe twice as...
Yeah.
Better, really.
Pretty amazing, I know.
Well, almost twice.
Just join them for a coffee, and it's...
Oh, hello,
unbelievable.
I'm not ignoring you, I'm taping. Sorry, I can't see the minute. I just got James joined by Goldie.
As well.
James is an inventor. Tell us a bit about your inventions, James.
I suppose my most notable invention is Aberdeen thread. So that's it's a new take on the Gypsy thread, which is the cleanest handling ever.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, it's very. Well, thanks for that. But it's when you see it, you'll be like, oh, that's so amazing. I'm so glad you showed me that.
Right, okay, we're
going to
go round, and it's a lovely young...
Hello Scott. My name is Val Laval. I'm from Paisley in Scotland. And I come here down with the Nardini's great people. They always give me a lift down and look after me. It's a brilliant convention. I've been coming here for over 30 years. I've published a few things in magazines and... I've had tricks put out by JB Magic, you know, Mark Mason, the Blackpool, who's now in the States. The latest one was called Validate, a diary trick. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks, mate. Keep going.
Hi there, my name's Ian. I've been coming to Blackpool Convention for about 8 years. This year has been great. Been really good to catch up with some old friends and see some good magic. It's been a good weekend so far, and I think it's going to get better.
I've said it all.
Yeah.
The thing is that you're the young guy now.
Yeah, you're the young.
Sort of,
yeah,
you're the one that's coming through.
You've got to tell us, Alex. So, Alan, you've been coming?
I've been coming here for about 8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
And has it got better, worse?
I think this year's been really interesting because the format's been a bit different to what it's been in the past. The gala show, I thought...
Shit, rubbish. It's good, it's very good.
It was interesting that the gala show didn't have a break in it, that it was just kind of one solid show.
It was like a big jobby.
Just kept doing it.
Yeah.
Instead of lots of little jobbies.
Yeah, it's good to see that they're trying new things at the convention.
Brilliant. Okay, and lastly at the table is...
Ivor Smith.
Hello, Ivor.
Hi. Yeah, I'm also from Aberdeen. I'm Ian's dad, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've been coming here for 25 years, it must be, round about that. So, yeah, seen a lot of changes, but a lot of it stays the same. Like the Nardinis, for example, you know, they never seem to change, you know.
They never change, yeah.
No.
They should be on that stage, mate, I tell you. They should be in a show.
Totally.
Yeah, well, I've seen them on that stage quite a few times. Yeah.
Me a lot more.
Thank you very much. They beat me 1 year, actually. I was in the competition, they beat me. Cosmic. It was Cosmic then, wasn't I? Yeah. Yeah, my double act.
Nice.
Yeah. And who, wasn't it?
Kerry,
no, who came second? Did I? Because we came third. Did we come third?
Loki
came third, and as the curtains went down, he shouted.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fix.
He took it well.
It was a fix. And then when I came off stage, people come up to me and said, "Why are you saying it's a fix?" And I go, "Well, me, it's Loki." And they were going, "Well, Loki doesn't speak."
Well, there you go. Yeah.
So I got the blame for that.
Yeah.
I got the blame for that. Did you know the clown who was on today in the family end?
No, I didn't see it. No.
Oh, he's over there.
All right. Yeah. Good.
Was
no.
he a clown?
I heard he had a spectator issue.
Yeah, he had a brilliant spectator and he didn't use her.
Yeah.
He just let it go and she was brilliant, but he just let it. And there's a clown, he couldn't think quick enough to end it. Because she got down on all fours and was acting like a little dog. And he went to her roll over, and she rolled over, but he could have done loads of stuff. He could have done fetch and all that, but he didn't. He started to panic because she was just playing him up. It was brilliant. It was a great train wreck, and we loved watching it.
Good education.
We love watching train wrecks, don't we? We come here, and we sit in the audience and just watch train wrecks. But some good ones as well.
Yeah.
There's good acts.
To come. It's only the Saturday morning. So.
Yeah, it's only the Saturday, so there's more train wrecking to come. Have you seen any good lectures? Did you go and see anybody?
No, not yet.
No.
Not really done lectures. You guys do.
Eric Leclerc.
Eric Leclerc, yeah.
Brilliant lecture.
Was good.
Yeah.
Just wait to see Chad Long. That should be
good.
Oh,
Chad
as well.
Long's today. He'll be good. Sylvester's on, isn't he?
He's on soon. So I have 2 weeks or something, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do the second show last night.
No.
He'd done the first.
His equipment failed.
Yeah, something to do with his equipment,
I heard. Before going on.
But I was told secretly, though Scott won't probably use this, I was told secretly that he didn't go down very well in the first show and he decided that his equipment would go wrong and he wouldn't do the second show.
Right.
Which you can do if you're...
Executive decision.
You can decide to do that if you've got all electronic, can't you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not working, I can't go on. Yeah. But a true professional would have just gone on.
But the highlight for today, though, is Ian D. Montfort. We're all going to see
that. We're looking forward to seeing him.
Ian D. Montfort?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's electric, yeah?
No, he's performing.
Oh, right. He's in the show tonight.
Yeah. Two separate shows.
He's
in the two shows,
yes.
Wilder shows on.
Yep.
That's right, because they've got a show going on while the show's going on, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
So they have two sittings of the gala show. And then there's another show that runs at the same time. So if you go to the early gala show, then you can go and see him at the late gala show time. And the vice versa.
So.
Thank you very much. You said it's shorter than me. That took up too much tape, didn't it? Anyway, so this is Martin Cox for the Magic Word podcast, and I'll be talking to you soon. So this is Martin Cox reporting again for the Magic Word podcast. We're at the Blackpool Convention and I'm with...
My name is David Plant. I'm the Secretary and Convention Coordinator of Blackpool Convention, Blackpool.
So I'm talking to one of the big guys now. One of the big guys. So I'm just going to put that down there. Okay. So is it a long job to organise this?
It's a full 12 months job. It's been going on since 1954, the first time we ever had it. Which then it was only a one-day convention.
Right.
And now it's gone to a four-day convention. In 2015, we became in the Guinness World Records of having the biggest dealers and biggest attenders of any magic convention in the world.
Right, wow.
And to this very day, this year in particular, we've even gone bigger because we've got 157 dealers from all over the world. The attendance at the convention, we've gone to two shows on the Friday, two shows on the Saturday and two shows on the Sunday. And they are above our expectations. The future, what can I say about the future? The back of the Winter Gardens complex is building an extra extension, so there's going to be another theatre that holds 1,800 people, and then below it there's going to be another conference area where it holds the same amount, but it's been split, going to be split into two halls.
Right.
The dealers, the artists which we choose and pick. We have a special team who they have a process. There is a waiting list of artists and dealers. If I said dealers wise, I think their waiting list is between 40 and 50 people. Our dealers officer, Harry Robson, said that every year we lose somewhere around about 40 to 50 dealers. But these are people who come with the axe, yeah, and they have a dealer store. So we refill that spot in. But we do get more and more. But at the moment, we're getting near to the saturation point where we can't get, I think there was room for four more.
Right, right. Because you've got a lot more lectures this year. I noticed compared to last year, because I was here last year, and I think you've got more lectures this year, and it seems to be more going on this year.
This is down to, again, this is the first year that the so-called new team that we have are collecting the names of all these artists. And it takes a lot of work and a lot of time to bring these people. I won't go into the trouble of saying the problems that we do hit, but we do understand, because we're going into a new era of how the Blackpool Convention is being run. We do have problems, but we will iron them out, because we've been doing that for a long time, and the experience of old members who have got a vast amount of knowledge of how the convention runs, with the enthusiasm of the younger members coming through.
Yeah, yeah, because I used to come years ago, and then I stopped coming because I'd done a lot of stuff in America. So I used to go to America quite a bit. So I just thought, I can't take more time out and away from the family, because I need to go to these other places and stuff. So, and now I'm sort of back, and I decided, right, now I'm sort of back and I'm not in America as much. Plan is to go back there, but I might as well come back to the one I loved, because this is the convention I love coming to.
That's very nice to hear that.
So I come. This is the second year I've been back,
yeah,
and I've noticed a big change since Derek days, this say, and now, and I'm loving now, because you can walk around the dealer's hall, because before you just couldn't walk around there because it was so crammed in.
Well,
it seems a lot more decently spread out, and you can get around easier.
The Emperor's Ballroom at the moment is in a different state, because the Winter Gardens have had a state where plaster's been falling from the ceiling,
right,
where they've had big heavy groups and things like that on. And it is over about 130 years old. I'm not quite sure exactly what the age of them is. But I have just noticed something on your lapel.
Right.
The four F's.
Yes.
One of our expert people who we look for, look to his advice, is Obi O'Brien.
Yeah, yes.
And these are the kind of people that we speak across the world to advisors and pass names on to us that we look forward to seeing these kind of people.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, the Emperor's Ballroom will be changed by next year. You will notice a big step difference. So that'll be a good thing.
Well, we're already talking about booking for next year, the group I come with, because I normally come with a group of guys, and we're already talking about booking our hotel for next year already. So,
well, I'll give you a little thing there. Every year, on Sunday, after the gala show, we ask people to fill forms in who wish to purchase tickets to come next year. And I would say by next week we will have a good idea. We'll have about £25,000 worth of intake,
yeah,
for next year, and not one person will know who's coming to the convention.
Yeah.
That is how good the Blackpool Convention is. They know that when they attend, they will get value for money. They will see stars and performers of the highest calibre that we do.
That's what I haven't rebooked me. That's what I haven't booked me, I should say.
They've not quite booked me yet.
I did win 1 year, 2003.
And we love to see these stars come back. Wayne Dobson, I'm looking at Wayne again.
Yeah, yeah.
But a great guy. If you speak to him, it just comes through the man, the experience and knowledge that the fella has, and we love this kind of
thing. Yeah, yeah. That's a great show. You done a great show this afternoon.
Sort of
mid-morning, wasn't it? Yeah, really good show.
I mean, it's always well attended,
yeah,
you know. And he has a good team around him, and, well, it's cool.
Yeah, Well, thanks, Dave, for your time, and you know, and I'm glad you're there. So this is Martin signing off for the Magic Word podcast, and we'll talk to you later. So this is day three at Blackpool, and I'm just sitting in a coffee shop. It's very busy. Everybody seems a little bit tired today. We're wandering around. I'm at a small table with a good friend of mine, Martin Scarborough, and my son, Robert Jacobs. And we're just having a coffee and a chill out. And if anybody comes past, we'll try and get a quick chat with them. But we're going to ask, we'll ask little Robert, because little Rob, this is his first convention. It's the first time he's been to Blackpool. And here comes some more people. So we'll have a word. So hello, Robert.
Hello.
And how are you finding it, my friend?
Fun. Didn't expect it to be this busy.
Yeah, and what do you think of the shows?
Yeah, they're really good, actually. I quite like what they're doing. It's a lot of... Yeah, I don't know. I like it. They're good shows.
He's a man of few words, just like his father. And Martin Scarborough is probably one of the best British children's entertainers. There's a few of us around. But Martin's probably one of the best. He's paying me now for saying that. He's giving me 20. He bought me a coffee. Oh, that'd do. He's just gave me 80 quid for saying that. Or what would that be, about $120? Something like that. For saying that. Well, let's get his opinion of what he's thinking. Hello, Martin.
Hiya. Good afternoon.
Afternoon? Oh, it is.
It is afternoon, yeah. It definitely is. It's been a fantastic convention. As it always gets better every year. Lectures get good, get better.
Who you seen?
Eric Leclerc, see him. He's very good. Something in there for the close-up working magician, stage magician, even for the children's entertainer or family. If you do family shows, go and see him. If you're not sure who he is, Eric Leclerc, go on YouTube, fantastic material on there. Very funny, lots of gags, very natural, a lot of workable routines on there.
All right.
He's been my favourite so far.
Is he the one who gave you the extra money to say that?
He's standing behind me now with his hand out. I've got 50 quid in my hand, just to ready a hand to him.
He's not here, honestly, he's not here. So, yeah, so we're chilling now. I haven't talked to any big... I thought it'd be nice not just to talk to the ordinary person in the street, if you like, to give you a feel of the convention. I'll have a talk to a few stars maybe later on, and see how they've enjoyed it. We saw a great show last night. I had one of my favourite acts on there, and his name's just the great Kaplan. It's probably one of my favourite acts. We've just been joined by Andy Forrest. I always call him that. Little Andy Foster. He's an ex-student of mine and a great little magician. And I don't know. Is it your first?
It is my first.
It's your first. So I'm trying to interview a few firsts, so you can get a feel of how they're enjoying it. It's how to, you know, should you come here? I mean, the digs or where we're staying, places are not great, but. You know, it depends how much money you got. If you've got more money, you can stay in nicer place. But Andy, how are you finding it? Have you seen?
Seen a few people. Kieran Johnson, I saw. Obviously, you. I've seen walking around.
Ah, very good.
Everyone's here. Anyone who is anyone. So I'd suggest
except you, Scott, obviously.
Yeah. Come and experience it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's been before. Yeah, it's been before. He just asked me to do this for him tonight. I'm doing it. But who else you seen? You just said one name there. It's like you've been and just seen one person.
I have, more or less.
Is that it?
I can't think of anyone.
John Allen, ignoring this again.
I can't think of anyone else who I've gone to see. Because I can't remember their names.
Oh, okay. But you've seen Sigurd Alexander. Just walking past. This is a good place to sit because you see everybody because it's on the way to the toilet or the lavatory or the restroom, as you'd say. So if you sit in this part of the coffee shop, you more or less sit here long enough, you'll see everybody.
that you need to see.
I'll walk past you. There's a ladies' loo as well. There's a ladies' restroom as well. So you get to see some ladies. I haven't talked to many ladies. I'm going to try and rectify that, talk to some ladies, magicians and things. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon. So this is Martin for the Magic Word Podcast. Talk to you later. So, hi, this is Martin Cox reporting for the Magic Word Podcast. So, last night I just came downstairs at the Ruskin in a bar. I met some lovely people I've never met before. No, I know most of them actually. So, I'm going to get them to introduce themselves and tell us what you thought of the convention. Go! This is true, this is proper. I'm not really around. Yeah, Scott Wells has asked me to do some reports on the convention. And just to say what they thought of it, and he might make it into one of his Magic Word podcasts. I've interviewed lots of people over the thing. I know you know me very well, and you know I do kid around a lot, but this is serious. This is dead serious. No, this is dead serious. So if you just want to say who you are. All right, and then just tell us a bit about...
I feel like I need to put my serious voice on now.
No, you can, it's
good
fine. No, really. I mean, I can prove it. I've got loads on here. I can show you some of the other stuff. He'll edit it anyway, so it doesn't matter. I mean, he'll edit all this bit out, me explaining what's happening. He'll edit that bit out, won't he? See? He will.
It's been all right.
Is it your best bit's been seeing your friends?
No, that's what we want to know. So who are you?
Sorry?
Yeah, you have to tell him who you are so he knows.
It's Oliver Ward.
Oliver Ward. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Oliver Ward. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Gary?
And Ollie, so how long have you been coming to Blackpool?
Forever. I've been coming for like 8 years, really. I came like, when I say little, and I'm like 2 foot tall at the moment.
Yeah, he's gesturing with his hand for a podcast how high he was.
Yeah, and I'm still about this height as well.
Really good.
Just off the table.
For a podcast. He's about that high. Anyway.
But no, convention's all right. It's good. Yeah. It's just good seeing everyone. Literally everyone, not just people, but all the lectures. And,
so, what lectures did you like? Who did you like? Ollie's quite a nice young man.
I'm really brutal as well, and honest. I think I really like Brendan's lecture. Brendan was all right.
Well, Rob Reed.
Yeah, I can't say his last name.
No, don't say it.
I liked it.
It's all coins and pens. Right?
Yeah. So it was too technical for Sophie.
Sophie is this lovely Sophie. We actually have a woman at the table. It's very rare.
She's the only one at the convention.
At a magic convention. Well, the only real woman, as we know. What was that?
Ouch.
I think
I should be the one bringing it back round. You know what? The shows have been good. The shows have been good.
The shows have been. What did you think of the last Gala show?
You know what? I really like Chapeau Blanc. They're really good. Like, really, really good. What's the name?
It's not wine though.
I can't remember their full name. I can't say it. Magus Utopia. They were really good.
Tell them you've done this, haven't you? They don't believe I'm doing it for real. Tell them what it is. I won't say a word.
Tell you what it is, right? The sound patterns on that, right? Apparently, there's something to do. He works for the Met in London. And apparently what can happen here is with the sound patterns they can check if there's any paedophiles in the area. And what he's doing is he's going around and getting guys to speak into it just to see if there's any hint of paedophilia in the voice.
No, it's no talk.
That's true, that is right. That's not true. This is true about the podcast. So he's verbal, it's not visual, so I need you to talk. Alright, and
I'm trying to start again.
I'm just trying to wind. No, he alleged it. He's very good at it.
Jamie's got a face for radio.
Jamie stands on his own quite well, and he has a magical partner.
A magical partner.
They do a lovely show together.
Which you haven't seen yet.
Which I haven't seen yet, but I have put them.
But he's lovely.
No, I've seen bits. Haven't I seen bits?
No, that's a different show completely. I don't know. Maybe you've seen bits. You could have seen bits.
No, I've seen you do stuff together. Sure.
I'm just going to agree with it for the sake of this.
So we're talking
recording.
To.
Lewis Joss.
Lewis?
That's me.
That's Josh.
Josh. It's Joss.
Josh.
Two S's, Joss, Josh. Yeah?
Crazy.
Crazy. So what's this? What are we doing? Is this real?
Yeah, no, this is real. I'm not, hang on a minute. Let me
I do think you should just start again.
Look at that. John Allen has just walked past. Say hello to Scott. John? Scott Wells?
Scott, John Wells, hi.
No, John Allen. Say hello to Scott Wells.
Hello, Scott Wells.
This is for the Magic Word podcast. So you
this is for the Magic Word. What am I saying?
You just telling us what you thought of the convention.
Hang on, we're going to edit this bit out.
Yeah.
What did I think of the convention?
Yeah. Have you had a good time? You had a stand, didn't you, I believe?
I had a good time and I had a stand. I am very tired.
Okay, so I won't talk to you anymore.
I'm so tired.
He's so tired. That's what happens at Blackpool. It's 4 days of straight away. Yeah, we can edit that bit out.
It's only 9:30.
It's only 9:30. 5 hours sleep on the phone before the dealers even started.
That's
not the best start to the day or to the weekend. So
Wayne's what a smart move that was. Wayne.
Martin, stop touching me there.
I've always touched you there. Anyway, so we have the lovely Sophie from somewhere in England.
Hi, I'm the lovely Sophie from somewhere in England.
Yeah, lovely Sophie. And is this your first convention, Sophie?
No, it is my fourth convention.
Blackpool? Your fourth Blackpool?
This is my fourth.
No, she came once without you.
She must have, hasn't she?
That's right. But that's a different story. Anyway, so... and you're not a magician, are you just like what they call a...
I'm a life sorter outer.
And you sort their lives out.
He didn't get that, did he?
No.
He
missed that. Oh, you said
that's the joke that he made.
That's the joke that I made.
He made the joke.
I already made the joke. I'm very quick. I made that joke out of earshot. Anyway, so because I'm very good at that. Anyway, so Sophie, so what have you thought of this year's convention?
I think there are a substantially larger number of normal magicians compared to previous years. And there are also more girls than normal.
Yeah, I didn't know you. Normal.
Yeah.
What's a normal magician?
What is that normal?
Oh, no.
Not
we're,
right.
No, we were on a Wayne stand a couple of years ago, and we had some proper creeps come over.
Like,
Wayne had shot off, so it's been so good. And they
dent
literally everything.
Oh, like,
literally everything.
Anyway, I think we're going to go off a bit of a trek here, so I'm going to sign out. So this is Martin reporting for the Magic Word podcast, and I'll try and do a little bit more later. Bye for now.
Well, as you can tell from the way that he left us hanging there, it sounded like that he might have an opportunity to talk with more people. But time slipped away, as it usually does at these conventions, and he was unable to get any more. But goodness, there was a good hour's worth of entertaining conversations with magicians there at the convention. So again, I want to thank Martin Cox for being our guest host this week on The Magic Word, and for attending Blackpool and getting all these people to spend some of their time and chatting with him as well. So hopefully those of you who have not been to Blackpool, perhaps this might be something that if you're looking for a very special type of a convention from the U.S. and you want to have some sort of international vacation and experience a tremendous convention, I certainly would recommend going to Blackpool convention next year. It's always a lot of fun, and there are more magicians than you can shake a wand at, if you don't mind me ending a sentence with a preposition, because it's absolutely true. Well, anyhow, I'm going to let it end there, and let me just also say that, again, this was a special edition, and so as a result, we're going to be having our regularly scheduled podcast that will be released on Thursday. That's going to be on February the 22nd, and this is going to be pretty special also, and something completely different, because recently, I should say this past Sunday, was Walter Blaney's surprise birthday party for his 90th birthday. He actually had celebrated that a week earlier. I believe that his actual birthday, well, I know it was on February the 11th, but on Saturday the 17th, they put together a surprise party for him, and I thought perhaps you guys might be interested in kind of coming along with us for, as if that you're going to be sitting there with us, and I've done a video and everything that you can go to the blog and see that, but that's going to be explained then later this week when I post this on Thursday. So this is a little bit, that's going to be a little bit different kind of a podcast as well, and we have a surprise visit from a surprise guest, and I'll give you a clue. It is a magician from Las Vegas, and his initials are DC. You may have seen him on television. Anyhow, that's enough for that, and at that time, I hope to perhaps be able to do the drawing for the winner of the Delt deck of promo cards for the Richard Turner documentary, and so if you have not yet registered for this contest, then go over to themagicwordpodcast.com and scroll to the bottom of the blog for Richard Turner on the Q&A that we had, and there'll be a form that you can fill out and enter the contest. So that's enough for now, and we're going to see you on Thursday. And so until then, stay well, get booked, and let the magic from your life pour over into the lives of others. This is Scotty out.